Welcome back to Delusional Diaries Podcast. I'm Hallie.
You've never opened that way.
I don't know what I always say.
Hi guys, welcome. It's always hi, because I always edit your hi. That's how I know when it starts. You don't have to say it. I'm just saying it was different.
Weird. No, I don't know why I said that. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. It just came to me.
Okay. Well, she's Hallie. I'm Jazz. And this is Michael. Guys, Michael is my friend from Alaska.
We've known each other for a long time.
Like,
there are different stages in life as well.
Michael knew me when I was like pre-nose job, pre-boobs.
It's always pre-Botox.
Professional cheerleader.
Yeah, like it was a different.
Real estate agent.
Yeah, it's like Alaska.
Yeah.
Built different. But we talked about this last week when Izzy was here. We want to have guests that are just like our friends, like not just a bunch of people that we're interviewing. So Michael's just here to chat and hang out.
Michael is truly one of the funniest people. Like, I don't fuck with, like, a lot of people. Like, same way when I introduced Izzy to you. It's, like, same thing. Not that I didn't think I would like you or anything. I was like, oh. And then I was like, I really like Michael. Like,
I get that. I feel like I keep my circle really close. So I get that.
Yeah, for sure.
Not only is Michael just Michael, but Michael's also a nurse. And if you spend time around Michael and then he's like, oh, I'm a nurse. You're like, what? Because nothing about you just, like, gives nurse.
Yeah, no, I feel like I live two separate lives for sure between like work and not work.
Hannah Montana, like best of both worlds.
This is the best.
Really live the double life for sure.
Like, a nightmare and a daydream, truly.
No, legit. But like Michael is like me in the way that he has so many like fun facts. Like you've just like lived a million lives in the same way. And he's just the bitchiest person you will ever meet. But like, absolutely not. Sorry. The bitchiest person you will ever meet. Like, Michael will just be like, you look ugly. Like, that's a terrible outfit. Like, there is no filter. And, like, that is why we work so well together.
But it's always valid, you know?
Yes. It's like, yeah.
Don't come at me, anyone. I was about to say I have really thick skin, but I don't.
No, he's just as sensitive as I am.
Maybe even more.
No, honestly, like, most days, probably, yes.
Thank God I got a therapist.
No, I literally recommended one. I was like, it might be a good idea.
Best decision I ever made. I'm so best piece of advice you. From you, truly. Actually, you've given him really good advice to me before.
I give fantastic advice. Okay, so before we get into like Michael being Michael, I want to talk about like a few weeks ago. We were all walking. We all went to lunch. We go to lunch once a week. Like Michael is part of our New Year's resolution of lunching because fantastic schedule. Like you work like
3 days a week.
Yeah, which is great. So it really works out. We went to lunch, then we walk into a coffee shop just to grab some coffees, and we find these. It's like a sex station of the coffee shop. I don't really know how to describe it.
No, they sell like a bunch of little
sex stuff,
like gag kind of stuff, and like it's like while you're waiting in line, it's like when you're at Sephora and there's all those minis. It's the same energy where you just like want to grab something and also buy it. And there was a whole sex section.
Like a holistic sex section.
Yeah, like sex oil that was like supposed to make your sex experience better. Like orgasm chocolates, like all this stuff. So we all got some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tried it?
Yeah, I think I texted you like 2 or 3 nights ago. I ate the desired dose. It's like a mushroom chocolate called orgasm chocolate.
It's called big, like orgasm. Big orgasm. Yeah.
I fell asleep immediately after eating it.
You didn't even get to experience.
No, like nothing. No.
Well, I took the chocolate on Valentine's Day, just like fun and fresh. But I was also stoned, so I couldn't really tell anything at all because I was also high.
Fair. Yeah.
But it was also the nastiest chocolate I've ever ate in my entire life. I literally stuffed it inside of strawberries to like get it down because like it was like spicy.
Oh yeah.
It had like a kick to it. It was earthy.
There's cayenne pepper in it. And like, I already just don't like chocolate. I like chocolate if it's with something. Like I fuck with like chocolate and peanut butter together or something. But just like, I would never just eat a piece of chocolate on its own. So already that's like not something I would want to do. And then the fact that it has cayenne pepper in it, it was so rough.
Have to eat 4 squares. It's not small. It's a quarter of this massive square.
It's like
chocolate.
A whole Hershey bar, so you had to exactly.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah,
Hershey's is like good and melty, like this was. And I was expecting like first bite to be like Hershey, and it was complete opposite. I was so disappointed.
So
it tasted almost as bad as uni.
I agree. No, uni
was so much different level.
Yeah, Michael warned me about uni, which I didn't. It's sea urchin.
Yeah, right? It's like the reproductive organ of sea urchins.
And you had warned me that it was so bad. He like went on for like 15 minutes at lunch. And the other day I tried it and I was like, holy fucking shit, you weren't lying. It tastes like cum with...
1,000-year-old semen.
Yes, with like a hint of the ocean.
Yeah, it is the most offensive food that I have ever put on my palate. And I think I told you guys, it was last week during restaurant week in New York.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's name is also Michael. And he's like, okay, babe, like, I'm going to take you out to this Michelin star Korean restaurant. I love Asian food, like all types of food. You guys know this.
Me and Mike went to Tokyo together.
Yeah, that was such an interesting trip. But he's like, okay, babe, I'm going to take you to this Korean restaurant. It's restaurant week. It's a couple $100, like a prefix menu. I was like, cool, let's go. It's uni theme that night, and I had had uni once before at Malibu Farms on top of like deviled eggs, and I was like, all right, that wasn't my favorite. Well, the first thing they bring out is an uni custard, and I audibly started retching at the table. I was like, this is the most vile thing I've ever put in my mouth, and I'm an adventurous eater.
No, like, you try to make me try so many new things. And like, I really respect how open you are to trying new stuff, but you also are the most dramatic person I know. So I was like, is it really that bad or is it like that bad? And no, now I realize it was that
custard,
bad.
Custard? Like already uni just, but the custard? Uh-uh.
It's giving like gravy, custard, anything. It's not for me.
No. Oh my God. Ugh. That's so
and you have yet to try it.
I have no desire. She would never. I'm also the world's pickiest eater. Like, I venture the most with you.
You have, your palate has really elevated recently. Thank I you. Am, since you've lived in New York,
yes,
your palate has elevated.
One of the most shocking things about you, though, you're like the, one of the fucking pickiest eater. The fact you like black olives on that sandwich is so
fantastic.
But that's like you, that just, if you like put a gun to my head, if I didn't know that, and you're like, does Jazz like black olives? I'd be like, oh, absolutely not. She'd say that's fucking disgusting, like whatever. I also think sometimes you don't know, like she claims that she doesn't like mayonnaise and sour cream, but then she'll, if she doesn't know that mayonnaise was in something and she ate it and she liked it, she would be like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Well, how do you make your ranch dressing?
With mayonnaise.
Exactly. That's case in point.
That's what I was going to say is I don't mind it in things when it's an ingredient in something. When it's just like a layer of mayonnaise on something, that's not for me.
Okay, I get that. She tells people that she's allergic to the mayonnaise, so they won't put it on. Which, honestly, valid, because if you want somebody to take you seriously with, like, not putting something on there, you gotta say
just tell them you're gonna go into anaphylactic shock and die.
Literally.
Well, my thing is, if I don't say I'm allergic to sour cream and mayonnaise, they'll bring it out with it on it, then I can't, they get upset at me for sending it back. So it's like, you're not gonna bring it out, and not gonna run that risk if I just say I'm allergic.
Yeah.
You are the most difficult person to order food with, yes. Though. It is. I will take the cheeseburger minus the bacon jam, minus the lettuce, two things of ketchup on the side, an extra thing of ranch only if it's homemade.
And then she's like, but then can you add bacon, just not the bacon jam? Like, can you separate it? And then like, whatever.
And I want this specific type of lettuce and only one piece on my burger.
But I'm so polite and I'm very apologetic always. I do it. Like, I start off as saying, hey, I know this is really annoying. I know I'm difficult. I'm so sorry. But I'm just like, I can't. And that's because I didn't have taste. Like, I couldn't taste until, like, I was, like, 16.
Yes.
So, like, I'm, like, taking time. But, like, Michael knew me way back when. Like, I would legit only eat chicken strips and fries. And, like, I still eat them often. But, like, that's all I ate.
She's a nugget girly.
Yeah. Like, I have my things. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah. No shame. I'm a picky eater, too, in other ways. So, can't say anything.
Michael has lived so many lives. Michael used to be a model, which you can probably tell by his chiseled face.
Yeah, I did that for years. I was in the industry for years. I retired, left the industry and became a nurse, which has been one of the best experiences, I think. I never had any idea of being a nurse. My sister's a nurse. I really look up to her. And I kind of went into the career because I didn't know what else I was going to do. And I love it, but I definitely feel like I live this double life of like, I don't wear the hat of a nurse when I'm outside of work.
Yeah, for sure.
Not saying I'm irresponsible.
No, you're not irresponsible. You just,
in some ways.
You're so, like, bougie and whatever, so the fact that you go from, like, shopping at fucking Fendi, and then, like, you go to work the next day, and you're just, like, dealing with the most insane, like, people dying, like, literally insane.
Yeah.
Wait, did you go to school before being a model, or?
Yeah, so I started my undergrad at Chapman University in Southern California, and then I dropped out and became a model. I was like modeling when I first moved to California.
Weren't you modeling in Alaska?
Not necessarily. Like,
I was like, I could have swore you were a model in high school.
No, I like taught some classes and stuff and like a couple like stupid local things, like okay. a mall fashion show. Yeah. That's how I got my start, was a mall fashion show. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, that was a totally different life. I feel like I've changed a lot since I worked in the industry. And thank God, thank you for specifying the modeling industry, because a lot of times I tell people like, oh, I've retired from the industry, and they immediately think OnlyFans, porn, sex.
I couldn't see it happening.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I feel like whenever, if you're talking to somebody that doesn't fully understand, if you say like any type of modeling, social media, anything, a lot of times I feel like people go to like, oh, OnlyFans.
Yeah, no, that's a no for me.
Yeah. Not my cup of tea.
No, I keep my private life very private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I value my privacy.
Yeah. I would just get the ick for myself. It's not even about like for me privacy. I would literally like not be able to physically do it because I'd be cringing at myself.
I don't think I could edit my own porn.
I don't ever, I've said this before, like I can never even record myself having sex, because if I saw what I looked like and I got the ick, I would never be able to get that out of my brain. And every time I had sex, I would just be like, I look like shit right now. Like,
yeah, that's a no for me.
I can't. I don't want to see it ever.
Yeah, I've never recorded it and I have no desire to, because like I will be sick in the same way, and like it will ruin my experience moving forward.
Yeah, no, I'm on the same boat.
Yeah, I want to live like delusionally in my head. Like I picture myself when I'm having like while I'm having sex, I'm like, this is slaying right now.
This
I'm
is like, a Pornhub 5-star, 100%. Millions of reviews, beautiful performance. In reality, I'm like, just kidding. It's not
and
that
my
bad.
Back is like curved. Like I think I'm like art. No.
I just know I'm not
like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I just know I'm not eating in the way I think I'm eating in my head.
No, 100%. I know I'm not. So I just
I think living the fantasies. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like being delusional.
That's why it's called delusional.
No, like dead ass. Like, there's a reason.
Same mindset. Love it.
Michael's just also never home.
I travel a lot.
24/7. And it's like, it's such casual travel too. Like you'll be like, oh, can we hang out today? I'm like, yeah, sounds good. Oh, actually I have a flight at 4:30. I'm going to Zurich.
Yeah. I feel like yours are very always just like last minute.
It's always last minute. Yeah. So my boyfriend's a pilot. You guys know this.
The biggest fucking slay.
No, but you stay, well, that's just like the coolest thing to me.
It's really cool. I
hope you know I brag about him so often.
Oh, I love Michael.
Whenever anyone brings up an airline, I'm like, oh, like, my friend Michael, his boyfriend, like he's a pilot. He's like up there. Like,
he's up there.
He's managing. He's doing so well. He's so young, and like I just like about you two all the time.
Yeah,
your
we
biggest
love
fans.
We love him, but yeah, we travel all the time. We were in Paris last weekend.
Well, do you guys fly on? You said like standby.
We fly on standby, so we can like basically see the loads before we like sign up to go on a flight, and then you can kind of gauge how many seats are left and if you're going to get first class versus coach.
Okay.
Do you how many places have you been?
I have no idea. Like, I think we calculated we did over 100,000+ miles last year, which
that's
is wild.
That's insane.
Like just you two together?
Yeah.
Like separately?
I think together.
Okay.
No, like each.
Okay. And then he obviously did way fucking more because...
Yeah.
Damn.
He flying.
Yeah.
How often does he...
He doesn't fly that much. He works more of like an office job now. So like once every few months, he picks up a trip and goes from there. Yeah.
That leads me into my next thing about like me and Michael are in the same wavelength of being dramatic of and like in a relationship. Because Michael will be like, I can't believe he's leaving me. Like, do you have to go fly? He's like, we were driving one time back from a wedding, like from one of our high school friends. And Michael is like, I have to go fly. Like, I have to keep my hours up or whatever. And he's like, you're seriously going to like leave me? He's like, Michael, I have to do it or I'm going to like lose my license.
Do you remember that drive back from Flagstaff?
It was, so we went to our friend's wedding and it was horrifying on the way back because they were all hungover.
Horribly hungover. And also trying to figure out how the fuck we were going to get back to New York.
They were on standby. They didn't know how they were going to get back. We're driving to the airport hoping they're going to get on this flight. And they're just like arguing back and forth. And I'm just like driving like.
We fight like
was
an
it
old
just
married
you three?
Couple.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Just three of us. Yeah.
Horribly hungover.
Yeah.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
Not my brightest hour.
Okay. We're Was this you didn't drink and then you were leaving, or you did drink?
I drank, but I was hungover. So we had gone out. There's like a welcome party, and I got blacked out that
right.
night. The wedding, I was so hungover the day of the wedding. I wasn't good until 30 minutes before the wedding.
Right. Yes.
That I didn't. I had maybe three. I drank at the end of the night because you were like, "Come on, please." I'm like, "Oh, like I can't let everyone down. I'll drink." And then your Michael got me to start drinking, but I wasn't like. Nothing was like the day before.
Yeah.
It was a fun experience.
Yeah. When's the first time you guys met?
Us?
You two, yeah. No, me and Frank.
I guess I don't know what
I was thinking. I can't remember. Was it over lunch?
It probably was. I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm trying to think what your guys' first introduction to each other was.
It was probably like a year ago.
At least.
It was a while.
At least, yeah. But then I like didn't see you for a while after probably the first time we met. And then I don't know. No.
Yeah, then it just became like a normal thing.
Yeah. I like truly, if I don't know.
I can't think either. I'm trying to think, I was going to ask you what your first impression was of each other, but I'm like, if you don't remember meeting.
I actually don't remember.
I feel like
Hallie's just been like an integral part of my New York life.
Agree.
So you don't know what your first impression
was?
That was
a great prompt.
I know. My first impression
of Michael.
Like from when I first, I mean, from everything I can remember, I've always thought he was really fucking funny. And I liked the like brutal honesty, blunt vibe. So like, obviously I immediately liked you.
Thank you.
He's like,
I liked you too.
He's like, it took me some more time to warm up. I didn't really like you at first. Like,
I thought she fucking sucked.
No, I feel like Jazz is in the same way. Same type of personality of me as like, she has a lot of friends, but she has a very close, small circle. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I trust your judgment. Jasmine also and I also knew each other in our periods of lives living in Arizona. So I've also seen this transitional phase and then also being in New York together. So I've seen the people she's kept around.
Yeah.
And the close circle is small. And I'm the same way.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel that way where it's like, if you are like, I really like this person. If I would seriously like reconsider our friendship if I met somebody that you were like, this, I love this person. And I was like, oh, that person fucking sucks. Like, so if you like somebody, I can assume I'm going to like them.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I get that.
Can you talk about being a nurse?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Just like the crazy shit. Like, just explain what you do. Like, literally every time you talk about it, my jaw is on the floor because I just can't believe that you go do that.
I mean, yeah, I can't go into like crazy details.
But you're
like, I'm a travel nurse. Yeah. So I'm working in New York. On a travel contract right now, and I'll work here through like hopefully July. Before COVID, I got certified to do Botox and dermal fillers. So I initially thought like going to school, I was like, I'm just gonna go into like aesthetics. I worked bedside. I really enjoyed working bedside.
Because you worked through COVID, yeah.
Yeah. Which was
were you in Alaska?
Part of the time, yeah.
Okay.
Which was crazy.
Working through COVID.
You know, I was having this conversation the other day that the expectations for nurses post-COVID is we're expected to do so much more with so much less. And it's a really frustrating field to be in because we wear so many hats and so much is thrown at us. I mean, you're a therapist at bedside. You are translating what the doctor is saying. You're administering medications, but also advocating for your patient at the same time on... There's just so many different hats you wear, and it's so hard to, I guess, compartmentalize real life from work life. And that's something I really struggled with, especially through COVID. And then just post-COVID, it's like, we never really had that break of, let's talk about what happened. It was more, people are still sick, and we're still going to be taking care of them, but we're just going to add so much more onto your plate.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting. It is. I think if you talk to any nurse who works bedside, they're going to tell you this is a mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausting career.
No, I always see so many videos of people that are nurses that are bedside nurses saying, I had to switch from bedside. It was just like too much. It became too much for me. Like,
well, yeah, because you can clock out, but that doesn't erase like the fact that you just dealt with all this traumatizing stuff for like 12 hours, you know?
Yeah, you know, I describe it at least myself. Like, we work with people on the worst days of their life or worst periods of time in their life because nobody's signing up to be hospitalized. So that's just an interesting dynamic and way to look at it of like, you're dealing with other people's shit and stress for 12, 13, 14 hours a day, mm-hmm. and then expected to do it the next day. but also have multiple patients. So you can go in from having one patient die expectedly or unexpectedly, and then close the door and walk into another room and have to take care of that person and take on their shit.
Yeah.
Would I ever change what I do now? But am I going to change like the facet and like the way that I do it? Yeah, I think I'm getting to a point where I do need to take a step back from bedside and go more the aesthetic route.
Yeah.
And so come see me for Botox and filler when I start.
No, I see that for you. And I, but like, also like, you're like the most comforting and caring person like I know. Like you are like, and like, it's so genuine.
That's so nice.
No, I'm serious. Like you always check in on people. You're always like making sure like, oh, are you actually, you're like, oh, how's your day? I'm good. Are you actually good? Like you actually really care.
Which is crazy because I come across as a fucking bitch to a lot of people.
I feel like people that come across that way are just, they're so like protective and like, caring that they come across like that because they don't want to, I don't know how, you know.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
But it's also like genuine. I don't know. If I was in a hospital, I would feel so good if you were my nurse. I would want you.
Wow. Please don't ever be my patient.
No, I don't want to be.
Unless you're getting a needle in your face.
Yeah. No, literally.
I'll get lip filler.
Happily. Yeah.
No, 100%.
Speaking of, we all love aesthetics.
Yes.
Botox, filler. Are you guys planning on doing anything new soon? Do we have anything on the horizons?
No. I can't say that I do.
Okay.
But it's mostly because like there's nothing that's not been touched. You know what I'm saying?
That.
Like,
yeah.
My face is, like, my forehead has all the Botox in the world. Do you hear that?
What?
It's not even in the microphone. It's ringing in my ear. It's been happening lately. Unrelated. Sorry.
Do you want me to diagnose you?
Seriously, please do.
Just kidding.
No, but I, like, there's so much Botox in my face already. And I had the chin lipo and the arms and, like, my tits. Like, what else is there?
Butthole Botox.
What? Is that real?
You guys haven't heard of this?
No.
Maybe it's bigger among the gay community, but yeah.
Oh, you're dead ass.
Oh, 100%.
That sounds horrible.
Does it make it?
From my understanding,
okay,
I do not have it. But it relaxes your sphincter.
What's that?
Your butthole.
Okay, is that like a real word?
Yeah, you actually have two sphincters. Here's your anatomy lesson of the day.
I'm so excited.
Your butthole has two sphincters. You have an external and an internal.
Oh.
When we insert a suppository up your rectum, we typically try and make it past the second one.
Oh.
So it's boom, boom.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I think they externally inject the Botox in your butthole. And the idea is to
relax you.
Help you relax. Oh. Think of the compromising position you would have to be in to get Botox in your butthole.
I also can't imagine how bad that would hurt.
I don't think it would hurt.
I think it would.
You get numb. Do you get numb for Botox? You get numb for Botox.
No,
you don't. No. I'm like, I don't either. I'm like, it doesn't hurt going into your face.
I guess it's not that deep, but it doesn't feel good in your face. I feel like it would hurt. I don't know.
Yeah, I get sweaty every time I get like filler.
Yeah.
Botox is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but interesting.
We should ask somebody. Let's educate ourselves.
I would seriously
love to know anybody that's gotten it done. I would love to talk to them about it. Not that I.
How'd you find this out?
I honestly have no idea. But I feel like this morning, my friend Josh, you've both met my friend Josh. Yeah, he was at our birthday dinner. He jokingly sent me a thing on Instagram about butthole Botox. It's like a new hot thing in the gay community, okay. Apparently.
Dang.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you could even get Botox like anywhere besides your face. I guess it makes sense that you can, but then like I feel like Botox all over your body, like the Barbie Botox and the trap muscles.
The traps, yeah.
And like all that has become so popular recently, and I just didn't realize any of that. I'm going to be honest, until maybe a year ago, I didn't even know what Botox was. I thought it was filler. Like I didn't understand what it was.
I feel like a lot of people think that Botox and filler are the exact same
like,
thing.
Like I really did. And then I started getting it and I was like, okay, that's not
life changing.
Yeah. Oh, it is, truly.
We love Botox.
Yeah. Do you ever, though, like, I love it 99% of the time, but, I love my Botox 99% of the time. Like, I don't think I have too much where I'm like, I have zero facial movement, but it's, like, definitely Botoxing. But, like, occasionally somebody will take a photo of me and I just am like, like, because it's like I'll be smiling or something and it's just giving Botox and it does not look good. And those are the times that I'm like, I wish I didn't have it because it just doesn't look good. But I am still glad I have it, because when I look at myself in the mirror and I like move my face in person, I know it looks better.
No, I 100% get that. My older sister, Taylor, I've been over Botoxed a couple times, self-induced, because I say, make me frozen. Freeze I want me. No facial movement. And then I tell them how expressive I am. And I'm like, I don't want to see a line. She tells me I look like Handsome Squidward.
I get that.
Sort of a compliment sometimes.
It kind of
he has a nice jawline.
Yeah. Oh, it's sharp.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's what I'm going for.
No, I know.
It's tough. I feel like I like my Botox when it's very fresh. But as it starts to wear off, like certain areas wear off more than others. Like, for example, like you probably saw my picture yesterday in the cold plunge. One of my eyebrows is significantly higher. It's because I haven't had it in a while. I'm getting it again in a couple of weeks. And so like it's worn off more on one side than the other. But like when it's all fresh and even, love it so much. When it starts to wear off a little bit in some areas faster, I'm like, I look a little weird.
I didn't know I had a wrinkle there.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But overall, I way prefer to be frozen. Like, that's personal preference.
Yeah. I still like a little bit of forehead movement, but I don't want it to be like lines, just like a tiny bit where I can raise my eyebrows.
But I don't feel like you've ever really been that expressed. Like, you've never had that much. Like, if you see us pre-Botox, it's frightening.
I've de-aged.
De-aged. I have a very, 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 very small forehead. So it's like, I don't have the room to make those movements. So it's like, I don't really get the like line creases. It just, I don't know. It looks a little bit better.
Oh, I had deep creases that I had to work for years to go away. Really? Cause they were, I have a giant forehead and like, they were like thick ingrained, like in my forehead. Like I was like, this is not it. I'm 19 years old.
Yeah. I get it. I've been getting masseter Botox, and every time I go in, I'm like, give me more, because it slims my...
Do you like it?
Oh my God, love. I truly think, because like, I have a really round face. It helped like slim my everything.
Maybe like more of a V?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I like that combined, because the chin lipo like made a difference for me, but the masseter is really what takes the cake. But apparently you can get like, if you get too much of it, it'll like make your jowls like prematurely... like whatever, and it's not a cute look.
Bulldog-esque. Yeah. We do not want bulldog jowls.
No.
That's one of my worst fears.
Yeah, so now I'm scared of the master Botox, so I'm like doing it, like I only have gotten it ever once, but I am gonna get it probably next time I go, because it'll have been like 9 months at that point.
I've been getting it since I was 19, but I don't get it every time I go. Like, I get my forehead every time I go, but I do this probably like every like 4 times I go.
There was
times.
One time that I got Botox in my crow's feet, and it gave the illusion, at least this is what my sister told me, and I highly value my sister's opinion. Her and I are very tight. It looked like my eyes came closer together.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was injected too close to the corners of my eyes, but it looked like they pushed my eyes in.
Maybe it made your eyes like more round instead of almond shape, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But this was not from my girl who I go and see in Long Island. It's the only reason why I will ever go out to Long Island is to see my girl who I get Botox from. But she gave me an eye lift the last time to where she like injected at the corner of the eyebrow, and it brought my eyes up. And I really liked that.
Yeah.
We just like always look
twinkle
good.
Eyes. Not always. You should see me in the morning.
Michael, you look the same.
Michael always makes fun of me in the way that I sleep. I am a creature of habit. I have my nighttime rituals. No matter where I am, whether it's Alaska in the wintertime where there is like 20 hours of darkness, or on a plane, or in our bedroom, I have to have my white noise. In our bedroom, we have two speakers, one next to the door and one on my nightstand, that play white noise on the loudest setting all night. And I have to have my sleep mask on. And I have to be butt naked.
Oh my God.
I sleep. We're so high maintenance.
Oh, I'm the worst. So we moved into our new place, we got a king size mattress, and I don't like to be touched while I sleep.
Okay.
Do not touch me. Do not poke the princess. And I sleep like a mummy. I do not move. I sleep on my back like this. So Michael has all these photos of me with my mouth. You know how your mouth is closed, but you drop your jaw when you sleep?
Mm-hmm.
So it lengthens your face and sometimes gives you a double chin.
Okay.
The amount of photos this man has of me like this with my sleep mask on, looking like a mummy. I can never break up with him if I wanted to, because of the amount of blackmail he has on me. Terrible photos of me sleeping.
That's what shocks me. I would think you would tape your mouth when you sleep. Like, have you seen people that do that? It's apparently supposed to be better for like aging and all of that. You haven't seen that?
How?
You, it's like there's,
you're so, you're like, how?
No, apparently, like, I, because like I'm on like sleep talk. Do I do any of that? No, I pass out in my fucking makeup with like boots on and like if I'm drunk, like seriously. But you can like tape, there's like mouth tape on Amazon. You tape your mouth shut with these little things or whatever, and you're, because you're, it's, you're not supposed to breathe through your mouth when you sleep, but some people obviously do. So yeah, yeah. Well, you have like actual nose issues, yeah. So I think you'd just die if you taped your mouth shut.
I would.
But like if you don't have a deviated septum and all of these issues.
I don't have that.
You don't? You have the,
is our friendship nothing?
No, you have the,
no, whatever. I've clarified to the world and to you multiple times. That's the one issue I don't have.
Okay, sorry. I know you have the whatever in your, the, what's the word?
I don't know.
She has like the,
a rhinoplasty.
No, I know she has that. She has polyps. Is that what it is?
Nasal,
yeah.
Polyps.
Nasal, yeah, polyps.
That's what, yeah. I meant.
Non-cancerous though.
Yeah. Okay, but that's
for
what
now.
I meant.
Do you know? I'm sorry. Total tangent here. Do it. You know the extent to which we had to make sure that Jasmine's allergy medication was okay through the Japanese consulate before we even went to Japan?
It was hell.
For those of you who don't know, there are a lot of medications that aren't prohibited when traveling to Japan and that can put you in jail, such as a Vicks nose inhaler. You know, the little chapstick looking things? They're illegal. No idea.
And the Zyrtec that I take is not just regular Zyrtec. It's Zyrtec D. So I can only buy it. Like, I have to have Kevin buy me it twice also, because like I can only buy a certain amount.
She's made me buy it, it's, too. Yeah.
I've made everyone buy it because I can only get a certain amount within a certain time frame, because you can use it to make meth. But we had to call.
She's just making meth.
I had to fill out paperwork, get special approval to bring enough with me for that trip.
And didn't you like not even be able, end up being able to bring the actual type that you take?
Oh, I snuck it in. I was so scared, though.
This is what got Jazz banned from Japan for the rest of her life.
I read like 19 blogs and like, you should be fine, but like if they catch you, you're kind of fucked. But I'm like, but in my head I was like, if they see my medical history, they'll know that I needed this.
Yeah.
And yeah. I would be okay. That's how I talked about it.
So.
But I put it, I'm like, this is going to make a difference. I like took it all out, put it in a different bottle and a different bag inside a bag inside a bag. Like I was like, it'll be fine.
To Catch a Smuggler vibes.
It was so stressful. But I was like, literally, they tried to get me off of this medication, this certain Zyrtec I take and this other stuff I take, so I can get retested for allergies, because I haven't been tested since I was a kid. And I have to go off it for a week. I've never made it past 36 hours not on it, because I get so sick, I literally can't see.
There is a surgery you can get that would
fix
this?
A medication that will fix my issues, but my insurance will not cover it because I have shitty insurance.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to, it's extremely expensive to pay out of pocket. It's called Dupixent. It's like for...
Oh, I see the ads for it, yeah, on TV. Okay.
Same all the time. And I actually got it right before I got laid off from my old job. But I didn't want to become dependent on it because I knew layoffs were coming. And I was like, if I start it, I'm going to need it. So yeah. I have never started it.
Okay, but going back to the mouth taping, yeah. Sorry.
No, you're still fine.
This is giving like Hannibal Lecter.
It is. You look scary when you do it. But apparently it's supposed to be like way better for like aging and just everything. And it's supposed to give you better sleep.
Like, why are my jaw shut that rate? Why are it shut? Like, I don't want to not be able to open my mouth while I sleep.
Okay.
I feel like I would have like a panic attack, like in the middle of the night, like when I couldn't like.
I would lose my shit. Are you kidding?
Yeah, you
like,
would.
Like, oh, yeah. No.
I think I could do it. I don't think I'm a very heavy nose breather. Like I rarely like breathe out of my mouth.
I feel like you're like
good for you.
You don't have like any like sensory like overthinking type of issues though.
I
can see you like having no issue with that. Like I feel like
I can feel a zit patch on my skin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying if like we feel too much to where it's like
I think it's called anxiety.
Yeah, that too.
This is like I'm new into the anxiety world. Like I literally had never experienced anxiety in my life. Like I didn't know what the feeling was until like maybe like a year or two ago. I'm not kidding. Like, I did not understand. And that's why we when we first got canceled one time for, like, whatever, it was really not that big of a deal. But it was, like, in my head, it was the world was ending. And it gave me anxiety for the first time. And I had an actual panic attack. I had never experienced anything like that. I actually thought I was dying. I was in Spain. I tried to make Carly take me to the hospital, like, whatever. But now I was seriously, like, trying. I was like, Carly, take me off.
No, but it's really not that funny, though, because a panic attack is, you feel like your world's crashing in.
Yeah. I couldn't breathe.
No, it's actually the worst thing.
It truly is one of those things that until you experience it, or you don't have any understanding.
You don't have any sympathy for it, slash, not that I don't, it's just like you can't empathize with it at all. It's such like a different, it's like same thing with like grief or a breakup or anything. Until you experience those things, you don't. You just can't understand what it's like.
Yeah, and there's no place in judging in that position, because until you've lived it, you can't judge. No. You just can't judge. Yeah, no.
100%. But I've started to feel anxiety with like stupid little things, and I'm like, why the fuck is this happening? Like, I used to get facials all the time, and I literally, like, I could fall asleep during it. Didn't think anything of it. Now I've been getting a facial, and they'll put me under the red light mask. I'm, like, bordering having a panic attack. I'm, like, sitting there. I'm, like, counting, like, because my eyes are closed, and it's bright, and I'm just getting overwhelmed. And I hate it, and I don't know what to do about it. That sucks.
That's with my nails. I can't get them done anymore. It caused too much anxiety. Like, I was fine for years. I've been getting them done every 2 weeks since I was 16.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, in July of last year, I was like, I just think I might have. I should talk about this in therapy. I think I just figured out what it is. One of the last times I got my nails done is when I was there and my mom told me my dog was dead. Oh. And she didn't tell me she was putting her down. And that's when I was like, I don't have my hands to use like my tissues.
So it's like an association with the nails, dead dog nails.
So I was like, I can't grab tissues. My hands are being used. I can't wipe my face. I can't like calm myself down because my hands are being stuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, I haven't gotten done since.
Okay. Brutal.
I've been doing my nails myself, like press ons. I like not going to the nail salon anymore, but like that makes a lot of sense. I just realized
I hate the nail salon. I don't get anxiety from it though. Mine is my eyes. Like if my eyes are closed, I don't fuck with that shit. But if my eyes are open, I feel like. But I do hate the nail salon.
I got a pedicure last night. I love the nail salon.
A pedicure is fine because you can use your hands.
I'm good with those, but like it's just not having my hands.
I took Michael to that place that we went like a few weeks ago. Yeah. I took Jasmine to this place over by our house. Anyway, it's like a nice salon. Yeah,
it was good.
It's like 10 a.m. They're like, you want some wine? Red or white? And Jasmine and I were like, no, we're good. She's like, no, you don't want wine? We're like, it's 10 in the morning on a Wednesday or Tuesday, some shit like that. So last night, this lady is like basically telling us, she's like, no, you want wine. I have wine. And I was like, no, like we drank the night before. We had some people over. She's like, it's good wine. You want wine. And finally, I was like, I'll take water. Thank you.
Oh my God.
And then the guy, so a couple other guys walked in to get a pedicure. And she like opens the fridge because they all want white wine. And she like pulls the bottle out and she's like, wine. Good. I was like, I'm okay, thank you so much.
She's like, oh, really pushing God. It
but they really have top shelf service there. I'm telling you, if you're gonna serve, I don't know why I never feel comfortable in those types of situations being like, you know what, I'll take a glass of wine, give it to me. I don't know why.
Can we talk about the fucking upgrades of the pedicures that they offer at nail salons? Because sometimes I'm like, they're like, you want the spa pedicure? And then like one time I like think I did it and I was like, this is actually the most bullshit thing on the planet. They're like doubling the price of this pedicure
and they're putting like orange slices and wrapping you in saran wrap.
And you're like, this is not doing anything
but clogging my leg hairs.
It's literally just actually irritating me from the citric acid from the fucking orange.
But you know what I do, what Adam and I do really enjoy is the wax,
the paraffin wax.
Yes.
Oh my,
I don't think I've ever gotten
I'm
that.
Telling you, I am not it's a foot great. Person. I don't like feet. My boyfriend tries to like touch my feet in the morning with his feet, not in a sexual manner at all. That is a no for me. Absolutely not. Especially if you're wearing socks. Only no, fuck this. I'm like saying this all wrong. I don't like feet. Feet are not for me. If you taking this into the hospital, if you ask anyone I work with, my least favorite injuries are fingers and toes. It makes me like heebie jeebie, like no, bad. And I think I Total side note, but I think I told you guys, like, the one time I had a patient who had, like, really bad wounds and stuff, and I was, like, doing wound care on their feet, and their fucking toe fell off in my hand, and that was enough for me. I was like, I actually don't think this life is for me anymore. Like, anyway.
You did not tell us somebody's toe fell off in your hands.
It was, so sometimes when wounds are so bad, they just let the tissue die instead of doing, like, a surgical removal of a toe or something, and they'll just let it fall off
like a umbilical cord.
Yeah, but a toe.
Okay.
So I've experienced that once in my life, and I hope to never experience that again. Where I was going with this, the paraffin wax.
It's amazing.
I don't like feet. I think we know that by now. Yeah. To the point where I don't like my boyfriend's feet when they touch me in bed, especially if they're in socks. There's a weird, like, sensory thing. If you get a paraffin wax, I will lick your toes. It is so soft and buttery.
Really?
Oh, it's, you have to.
No, you've never had one?
I'm surprised they've never pushed that add-on on you. It is no. The one I'm always like, give it to me.
I'll pay $40 for it.
I want the callus removal and then the paraffin wax.
What does it do? God. Does it like wax your feet off? Or?
Well, they soak your feet in boiling hot wax and it hardens like in plastic bags. And then they just pull it off. It's really satisfying.
Yeah, but it's, but your feet are so soft.
Baby's skin soft.
Now yeah. I need to try it.
Baby's butt, yeah. It's amazing.
I want to go get a pedicure.
No, I need one before Barbara. I just don't do my nails as often anymore. I've gotten very comfortable with not having nails.
Your hands look good without nails, though. Like, you look fine. I'm not kidding. My natural nails are so disgusting. I will never not have my nails done.
My nails always looked fucked.
What do you mean?
I
think your nails look fine.
I mean, they're fine. I have little Jimmy Dean fingers. Like, I got fucking sausages. Listen, you guys, I...
You really don't.
I went into a jewelry store recently in Zurich to look at rings for myself. Nice rings.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. Anyway, I needed to get size. Oh, so I saw it. And then I took you guys. We were at Tiffany's all together buying Michael's birthday gift. And I had to try on the ring and figure out what size in the string that I really liked and really wanted to get for myself.
And there was like one left, wasn't there, like, in the world?
There was one left in the company, and I made sure that Michael knew that. Beautiful, beautiful ring. I'm not even a Tiffany's guy, but this ring, beautiful. You both saw it.
It was gorgeous, yeah.
I found out I'm like a 9 3/4, and I feel like that is a hefty ring size.
I think that's like normal.
Is it?
For a guy?
But I think I'm so... Okay, maybe I'm just like... I'm skewed because I'm constantly like seeing women's ring sizes of like 5, 6. And I'm like, I'm a 9 3/4.
I'm a 7.
Your Cartier ring fit on my pinky.
Yeah.
My pinky's a 7.
Okay, but like... You're tall and like a man.
Yeah, I think that's very normal. I don't know what a normal ring size for guys. I don't know ring sizes, period. Like,
yeah,
I don't
know. That's why I had to size.
Give me one of your rings. I'm pretty sure my fingers are fatter than yours, like significantly.
Don't lose that one.
I know. I lost my fucking Cartier nail ring today. I'm hoping I find it. I have very, very skinny fingers. Like,
you do.
Teeny little fingers.
Yeah,
I have fatter fingers. Like, I won't even go down.
Yeah, but I think your nails or your fingers are... like very normal for being like 5'8". Like, I don't think you don't have fat fingers by any means.
No,
they're long.
They don't look disproportionate.
Yeah, and they're long.
I feel like mine definitely look a little chunky.
It's also the winter, so my fingers are skinnier than normal.
Okay. This is a horrible topic.
I know.
This is a no.
No one gives a fuck. We've got to move on.
This is what happens like, when we like go to lunch,
and
like,
that's the shit.
That's the thing. That's what the podcast is like. You're just hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're here with your friends. That's all it is.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done when? Like, you like someone passed.
This is so fucked up. This is like beyond. This is me in a different life. This is so fucked up.
It's okay.
I was in a situationship for a while. A bad one. Like, broken record. I felt sorry for myself looking back on the situation.
That's the worst. When, like, you see it with clear eyes.
I was so fucking pissed at the end of this entire ordeal that, do you know, tellyourpartner.org or .com?
Yeah.
I told my partner .com. Do you know what it does?
Yeah, it sends an STD text.
Yeah.
You did it to him?
Yeah.
So, like, he thought that he had...
Yeah. And then, to this day, I still feel like an awful person. But you know what? At the same time, I'm like, you know what? Sexual health. Go get tested.
You, all you did is do him a favor. Also, people, I've had that done to me multiple times. For a while, I was getting them all the fucking time, and I was like, I literally know I don't.
Oh, have so STDs. I was not groundbreaking and revolutionary. No. Oh, here I go. Okay,
that's not that crazy.
I know you can do better than that.
Yeah.
There was a time I forget where Michael went. He was going on a trip, and he pissed me off. And it's so irrelevant as to why I was so pissed. Probably because he was gone without me.
like doing his job.
Yeah, but I think it was. I really don't even remember where it was. But he made me so angry, so angry. That I was like, you know what? I'm going to pretend to be nice to you until you get home. So I was like, okay, babe, see you tomorrow. You better make it on that flight. He made it on the flight. He gets home. He walks through the door. And I unleash. I'm talking demonic eyes. Pupils to the back of my cranium. Not seeing straight. Crab walking on the ceiling. Crazy. There must have been valid reason as to why I lost my shit. But looking back, having this out-of-body experience, seeing me rolling on the floor, truly, Michael's from Eastern Europe, and he and I have very different ways of communicating. When Michael's over a conversation, Michael or needs to process, he'll walk away and just take a deep breath.
What a great quality. Couldn't be me.
Couldn't be healthier.
No, actually, that could
no, it's
be
it's
me.
A very it's a very healthy.
No, it fully is.
I definitely should take that advice sometimes. I remember he walked. This was at our old apartment. He like walks to the bedroom, and I'm not having it. I'm like, absolutely not. You have to entertain this right now. Like,
get back here.
So I storm into the room, and I catapult my body onto the bed. Like full-blown catapult, rag dolling. Like, this is the five-year-old me who my parents say they were afraid of is coming out at the age of 26-27. Like, I am full-blown Raggedy Ann on our bed, rolling, like truly contorting in ways that I did not know were possible. Michael's sitting there, and all of a sudden, as I'm throwing myself around the bed and rolling around, I'm like, what is this hard thing I'm rolling over? And he's like, look under the sheet. So I pull back the sheet. Oh, I felt like, to this day, I feel like such an asshole because of this. But I pull out a Fendi bag, like a bag from Fendi. And I look at it. And I pull down the cover and I look at him. And I said, just because you bought me Fendi doesn't mean I'm not angry. I don't know how we're still in a relationship. I truly don't.
Sometimes you like tell me the story, but like you reacting some way, like I think I might be on his side on this one. I think that you might have been taken a little too far.
At least I'm emotionally mature enough to reflect.
You really painted a picture with that.
Right, not even 3 days, because I don't sit well in any type of relationship, whether it's like with my friend, with a family member, with my boyfriend. Like,
no, that was dramatic.
I do not like situations not resolved.
Yeah,
like I want to go to bed that night feeling good about where I stand with somebody.
Yes.
Yeah,
I do not like when people have beef with me. Like, it's somebody that I care, if it's somebody that I care about, I just, it, like, I sleep like shit. So for me, it's always important to, whether I need to be the bigger person or not, and this is in any facet, like I have to have some sort of resolution, which I don't know if that's always the healthiest thing either. Thank God for therapy. But
I think a lot of people are like that, though.
No, I need resolution, too, like, pretty soon after. Or, like, I can't just leave things. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't sit well with me.
I can leave shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it depends on what it is.
Yeah. But you also, like, you'll get upset, but you'll get over it pretty fucking quick. Yeah. But your responses, too, are very dramatic. Like, I have witnessed a couple arguments between you two. Okay, you know, just, like, sister things. Cartier.
yeah, Michael was there.
She yelled at me and Cartier. I was like,
when I'm over, I'm over it.
Well, now that I outed myself, does anyone else have any embarrassing stories they want to share? Thank you.
Weird, I actually realized, like, relationship me versus, like, me and all other aspects of life. Like, I'm so, like, I'm actually I would consider myself chill in a relationship in some ways, in other ways now. But I like feel like fighting wise, like my mom and I would like fucking scream at each other. And like, I don't really do that in like a relationship. I don't know, which I thought I would. I don't know.
I get that. I'm not like a big, I'm not a big screamer. I like really hate raising my voice. Well,
I think maybe my thing is, it's like if somebody's matching that energy with me, like getting hyped up too. Like if my mom and I would match each other's energy where she'd like raise her voice and then I'd raise my voice and it turned
fire
into screaming.
And gasoline.
But
totally.
If somebody is staying down here, like me and my dad would never scream at each other when we argued because my dad would be like always like chill.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't scream.
Do you not?
No, my voice always stays the same. Like all my tone might be a little different. My but the volume is always. Yeah.
On par. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, don't. Like, even when I'm like, it's like, I might enunciate my words more. But, like, I'm not going to take it up a volume level. But also, like,
that's healthy.
If something's in my mind, I'm going to say it. Like, which leads to, like, more conversations, I feel like. I can't sit on things.
I don't know why I just thought about this. I had an experience at Chipotle the other day. I don't eat Chipotle. Where I left screaming.
At Chipotle?
Yeah. Yeah. So Michael and I were, it was a few nights ago. And we were like, oh, we were going to have some people over. And we like didn't really want to eat a dinner because Michael was making a butter board.
I've seen those.
And I was like, we bought some cheese. Like we went to the store or whatever. And so we're like, all right, let's have something small. It's like 6 o'clock. People are going to come over at 8, 9. So I was like, you know what sounds really good is a quesadilla. And he's like, oh yeah, there's a Chipotle right down the road. And I was like, you know, I've only been to Chipotle like maybe 2-3 times in my life. Do they have quesadillas? He's like, yeah, it's Chipotle. I was like, okay, cool. So he's like, will you get me like a bowl or whatever? And I was like, cool. Yeah, I'll go. Go to Chipotle. I order his bowl. And I was like, okay, I also want a quesadilla. And he's like, you can't have a quesadilla. And I said, why can't I have a quesadilla? There's a tortilla right there. And he's like, you can only get that on the app.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And I say, but I'm here in person. Can I please have a quesadilla? You can only get that on the app.
There's no fucking way.
So the girl who's next to him is like, make him a damn quesadilla. And I was like, yeah, make me a quesadilla, please. I'm always very polite to people in the service industry.
You're like,
but I'm like confused at this point. I'm like, I'm here. Like, what? And he's like, no, let me get my manager. The manager comes out. He goes, what's going on? I said, I would like a quesadilla, please. He goes, do you have the app? I said, why, no, I don't. And he goes, well, then you're not getting a quesadilla.
Oh, my God.
So it was like, fuck the quesadilla at this point. I am fuming. The bowl is made. I said, I'll check out now. And then he's like still talking to me. I was like, so I was talking to the lady at the checkout. And I was like, so have you ever heard of this? Like, you can't order a quesadilla from Chipotle, but you can order it online from Chipotle. And she's like, he didn't make you a quesadilla? And I was like, no, I didn't get a quesadilla. Like, are you ringing one up? No, I didn't get the fucking quesadilla. So she's like, this is stupid. Make him a quesadilla. And he's like, I'm not making a quesadilla. Manager comes back out. Like, it is this whole scene. So I, like, leave with the bag with the fucking burrito bowl in it. And I'm like, fuck Chipotle! Oh.
That would have actually been my 13th reason.
No, that's ridiculous. Because what if you just had the app and stood there right then and, like, hit order quesadilla? Like, why couldn't... What would the difference be?
I thought it was the most heinous and ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I get home. I'm telling Michael this story. I'm like, bright red. I was like, he's like, where's your quesadilla? I was like, I didn't get the fucking quesadilla, and here's why. He gets on his phone and orders one and goes, hey, babe, it'll be ready in 10 minutes. And I said,
You want me to go back there?
You want me to go show my face there? So he goes to pick up the quesadilla. He brings it back. He's like, hey, I went and picked up your quesadilla. I was like, thanks. Can't wait to eat it at this point.
Was it just
the quesadilla looks so fucked up? Like they must have known it was me. It's like 10 minutes after when I walked out.
Saw the name Michael and was like, "Oh, it's the same guy."
It legitimately looks like a pile of shit. I was like,
what? "Was it just the tortilla and cheese?"
It was tortilla cheese with chicken, and it looked like
not it.
No, it looked awful, and I was like, "All right, this is the last time."
That's so sad because I actually love Chipotle's quesadillas.
I was really underwhelmed with the situation, to say the least.
Yeah.
I will give Chipotle another chance. Maybe just not the one by my house.
It's really hit or miss.
I feel like
it used to be so much better. The past few years, it's definitely gone down.
Well, but Chipotle in the suburbs, like, is so much better. Chipotle here, or like any kind of build your own bowl situation here, is such a shit show. I never have a good experience. Ordering it online, they give you like the tiniest little portions, and it's always ass. If you go in person, I've rarely had good experiences.
You're going to fight them to get what you want.
Yes.
And then check out.
Yes.
And we'll ask for a 25% tip.
That's what's insane. The other day, I was at Sweetgreen. Sweetgreen, I love you. But I've been having some bad experiences at this Sweetgreen. And I hate to do it. Like, I hate to do Sweetgreen like this, but they've not been at this location. This girl, this one specific girl, she just must hate my guts. Like, she made me a bowl. Like, I always custom make a bowl. And, like, I got, like, one extra topping than, like, what's included in the bowl price. So they have to charge you an extra, like, 60 cents. I, like, went to scan my Sweetgreen app that gives you a $3 off because I have, like, the Sweet Pass. So you get $3 off your bowl. I must have had, I don't even know how it works. I must have had a credit in there that I didn't like realize, whatever. I go to scan it. I scanned it before she told me I was allowed to scan it. So it ended up just completing the charge before she got to add my 60 cent topping. She is livid that I like it, like paid without her adding the 60 cent topping. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, well, now you just got that for free. And she's pissed. I'm like, it is literally 60 cents. It's not coming out of your pocket. Like, I get you can't, like, you can't short, like, a bunch of stuff, but that is just the scoop of fucking carrots is not worth this.
It's like the grocery bag at the store type situation. Like, this is like a New York thing. Like, we sometimes we overestimate how much shit we buy and we're like, oh shit, I already paid, but like, can I actually get a bag? I'm so thankful when they don't make me whip out a credit card again to buy a five cent bag.
I know.
It wasn't a scam. It wasn't intentional. I just didn't think about how much this was.
And I already bought one bag. Like, I'm happy to do it, but like, God forbid I underestimated or overestimated how much shit I bought.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was giving that energy. And I've had multiple experiences like that at Sweetgreen where she just really does not like me.
Damn.
Yeah.
I haven't had any bad customer service.
You order everything in, though.
No, I've been cooking a lot.
Kevin's been
cooking a lot. Not me. I've been making ice cream.
And hash browns.
Yeah, and hash browns.
We've been cooking a lot, too. Like, Michael and I last year, this is disgusting, but we were probably ordering anywhere between $500 and $800 worth of food a week. That was just ordering in. Like, we were not cooking. And at our last apartment, it was like a galley style kitchen, and it was just not fun. But you guys have seen our new place, and it's like an open kitchen. So we've been cooking so much more. Like, not only have we been saving money, but like, it was getting to the point where we were like, I just want a fucking home cooked meal. Like, and there's so many options in New York that are hit or miss, and just trying different places. So I was like, it's crazy when you're spending like up to like $3,000-$4,000 a month ordering food in.
Yeah.
And that's not on top of like going out to eat on the weekends or when we have mutual days off. Like, we always joke that it's, you leave the house, it's $100 in New York.
No, it is. It is.
Bare minimum.
It is really awful. And even like when I was in college and I was like, couldn't afford shit, I somehow would always end up like just spending a fuck ton of money. And I really could not afford it at the time. So I was literally scared to leave my apartment because I was like, I will end up spending a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
Always.
That's why I don't leave the house. Yeah. I leave the house on the weekends.
Weekends are expensive in New York.
No, they are. That's why I'm able. The reason I'm able to have a weekend outside is because I stayed inside during the week.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I've actually been better. Like, I leave my apartment every day, and, like, I've actually not been spending too much money during the day.
I think that's really good for your mental health.
Yeah.
I had that conversation with Michael yesterday. Like, we walked over to, like, Fifth Avenue, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I think everyone should get out of their house at least once a day.
Yeah, I enjoy leaving the house so much when it's warm outside. When it's cold, I just don't have a desire.
I get that.
Like, when it's summertime, I'm getting 30K steps in. I'm popping to get a smoothie here, a sandwich there. I'm walking around, you know, having a good day. When it's cold, my ass is sat.
Yeah.
I do appreciate my veg days.
Well, it's like, I want to be outside. I don't like to be cold.
I can't do, like, I have, like, my, I self-diagnose ADHD, but, like, I seriously am, like, bouncing off walls if I, like, just have to stay inside. Like, or even just sit on a couch. Like, I could stay in my apartment, but then it's, like, I have to go do this and, like, clean this and then go in my closet and then, like, whatever. I can't just sit on the couch and, like, watch a show. I have, well, like,
no, I'm the same exact way. I will get up 20 times in one episode. I'll be like, oh, I need to pick that up. Oh, I need to start laundry. Oh, I need to do this.
Well, I do think,
oh, inside. I need to do laser hair removal on myself at right home now. Right now.
No, I'm on the computer all day. Like, I'm doing shit.
No, you're doing shit.
I'm not saying
you're
not doing something.
I just want to clarify that I'm not sitting on my couch watching TV all day.
No, absolutely not.
Working.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying I can't just sit in one spot.
I just want that to be clear to the listeners.
Yeah, no, I don't sit well. I like, at work, I don't normally sit at work. Like, when I chart, we chart at the hospital. Like, I normally stand and chart. So I'm on my feet for, like, 12 hours a day.
Damn. Yeah. But it's probably, like, good for you, like, to stand. Like, I don't know.
It's a good way to stay skinny.
Yeah.
Steps, besides my biannual workouts with Michael. Twice a year. Equinox. Thank you for the guest pass.
Is that, they only give one?
He gets like, I don't know how many he gets, but typically it's about twice a year I'll go to the gym with Michael. Okay. But he's really trying to get me to go to this new gym he signed up for.
Do you like pickleball?
I've never played pickleball.
We should play this summer.
I'm down to play. I heard it's fun. Michael played it last summer. I just never played it. I played tennis growing up.
I love tennis. Let's play tennis.
Okay, let's play. Does Kevin play tennis?
Yeah.
Okay, Michael played tennis like through high school and stuff. Oh, like, we love tennis.
He doesn't play like that, but like, we play tennis.
Okay, fine.
I like will play like, I played like this summer in like Montauk, but like horridly. I was this summer actually. I never told this on the podcast. It's not that big of a deal, but there was these courts in Montauk and they're chained off and they're like only for like reservations. Like, we drove past and there was nobody playing on them. Okay. So I was like, let's just go in. There's no fucking door in this. It's just like a chain. You can just go under the chain. So I went under the chain. We were playing. We played every single day the entire time we were in Montauk for like 5 days. It was amazing. Didn't ever pay for it once. Then on the last day of being there, I'm like, we're like playing. And I'm not very good because it was like my first time ever. I was like hitting the balls over the court into like people's yards and stuff. Like, yeah. Not great probably. And this guy who I'm assuming owned it, like whatever. Or I don't think he owned it, but worked there. Whatever. He like came and he like, I got the bitching out of a lifetime. And he was like, you have to reserve. And I was so embarrassed because I don't like getting in trouble for stuff like that. And I felt really, really bad. And that scarred me a little bit. But it was fun.
Will you play tennis again after that experience? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I had a golf experience like that. Really? In Hawaii.
Do you golf?
I've golfed. I wouldn't call myself a golfer. Do I enjoy hitting a ball? Yeah, I think it's fun. I also like drinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not while driving the cart, but I enjoy drinking and playing golf. But I do appreciate a designated driver to drive the cart because I don't want to walk the 18 holes. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't walk.
I drove, pile drove. What? What's it called? The big one.
What are we talking about?
Golfing. You know, but you're the
driver.
The driver. I drove.
Pile drove?
I don't know. It was like I pile drove this ball because I hit it and it went so hard right. It went through somebody's condo door, like glass door on the golf course. And that was one of the last times I went golfing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I find it fun and I'm great at golfing on the Wii, or I used to be at least.
I have Wii Golf. You didn't know that?
I think Kevin told me you guys had a Wii the last time. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I should practice.
I got my Wii out last night for the first time since I moved like 7-8 months ago. And I played the Wii last night.
What'd you play?
Yeah. There's this baseball game. It's really fun. It's like
Wii Sports?
No. It's Little League World Series Baseball 2009.
Do you get to create your own avatar?
No, but you can pick your team and then you just like play baseball and it's really fun. There's like 6 innings and then also Mario Kart. Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It actually is.
I have Tiger Woods golf for the Wii.
I just like the Wii Sports.
Yeah.
That was like the basic package, yeah. Right? Yeah. Like,
yeah. I have a bunch of games we can play.
Do you guys have a Wii Fit?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. We don't have any gaming systems.
You didn't have one growing up?
Was that the board?
Yeah, yeah, that like called you obese.
It like says it was like
your BMI is too high.
I don't think we ever had that, but we had the like the Dance Dance Revolution. Hookup. I think it was for the Wii. Do you know what DDR is?
That was for PlayStation.
I was going to say, you're a little bit younger than I am.
Yeah. I've heard of it, but I didn't have
it. It's the mats. Yeah. So they used to, it used to connect to a PlayStation, and it's like resurged in, I think in Tokyo. They have it at like a bunch of the arcades, but they would be like mats that you physically plug a cord into your PlayStation, and then you like, there's the arrows and you dance. Yeah. That was my shit.
I was so skinny when I used to play that.
I was an overweight child bouncing around. My sister called me Humpty Dumpty, or an egg on stilts, or Humpty Dumpty. But my little fat happy ass would be busting a fucking move on these mats, jiggling around. Oh my god, I loved it so much. It was the best thing ever.
That was the best game.
It really
was.
And
the songs were just like, it was a vibe.
Heaven. Do you remember it had heaven? We're in heaven.
Yes.
Baby of all the hour.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh my god.
I'm about to order some mats.
Please do.
I'm going to. We can do it. That'd be
add
fun.
That into game night.
Okay.
No, that we should add that into like the rotation for game night.
That would be so fun.
I'd have to be drunk to be able to do it.
Like, yeah.
But that's funny.
I used to go
I'd
to
probably
the,
be winded after one song at this point.
I used to go to Dave & Buster's and go to the Dance Dance Revolution and play there.
Is there a Dave & Buster's?
Yeah, there, in the city. Yeah, there is. Do you want to go?
Absolutely.
Maddie's been dying to go. She's been asking us.
Yeah.
Okay. We should go one day.
We should day drink and yeah, Dave
like
and Buster's.
Margaritaville. Like
okay,
that
that'd
vibe.
Be fun.
Oh, that was a fun one. Rest Margarita, in peace.
I know. R.I.P. Jimmy.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you guys were here with us for this hangout sesh so today. Yeah. You know, chill vibes, good
thanks
times.
Thanks for having
always.
Me. It's thanks about time.
Coming. I know. We've been talking about it forever, but you'll come back.
See you next time.
Yeah.
No, maybe. You're coming back on again. This was like one of the funniest episodes. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I like to laugh.
I'm serious.
Thank you.
I was like
I just like to like hang with our friends on it.
Yeah.
In front of a camera with microphones.
Yeah. Well, because I'm always like, you know, when you're like sitting with your friends at lunch and you're like, we're so funny. We should have a podcast. That's how I literally feel about life. And that's what this is. We're just bringing it here. Like, I don't want to like have a guest on that I'm like,
I don't want to interview and learn shit like that. Like,
when were you born? Like, shit like that. Yeah.
I don't want to get into, this is just like more
pre-existing.
This is more my vibe.
I get that.
So thanks for coming on, Michael.
Yeah, thank you.
Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Delusional Diaries Podcast. We'll tag Michael in the post on Instagram. So
thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
See you next week.